This is a special Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 16-year-old Jeremiah Thomas is a pro-life hero. Diagnosed with aggressive bone cancer, Jeremiah reached out to the Make-A-Wish Foundation in March to ask only for the abolition of abortion. He confers with political leaders about abortion. Challenged with great pain, he prays with others who need encouragement. And now, when abortion advocates on social media wish for this pro-life hero to be dead, this 16-year-old offers words of forgiveness and healing. He says Jesus is the reason he can do so. Jeremiah Thomas says he can forgive others because he has been forgiven. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. Abortion advocates continue slamming the abortion pill reversal protocol while trying to gain traction against the simple, natural, and non-toxic abortion reversing procedure. One writer compares today's abortion pill reversal to the mass sterilizations done to Puerto Rican Latinos, mostly in the 60s. But that was something funded in part by Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, and Planned Parenthood today is perhaps the number one purveyor of abortion pills. Abortion pill reversal injections simply supply to a woman's body what the abortion pill blocks, and is 99% successful. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.